I once worked with an entrepreneur who was a panel beater who was battling with his business. I asked him the question, what I call a shift question. What would be different if you could only work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning and the rest of the world operated in the same way? He looked at me, gave me a how stupid can you be look, and then said to me, but you don't understand. All panel beaters operate during the day. How would that work? To which I responded, the question is to you, not to me. After some verbal wrestling, I insisted that he push through and answer the question. Moments later, the panel beater stood up and screamed, I've got it. Pretty much like the Eureka moment. Most of my clients, he said, are corporate executives and sales executives, and they need their cars during the day. What I can do is offer a service where after work I can pick up their vehicle, work on their vehicles all night, and drop it off the following morning. I followed up with this panel beater some months later, and although the idea evolved somewhat from that point, he had now opened up a second shift in his business where he worked over weekends in the evenings in order to service what he called emergency fixes. A broken business was challenged with a different question, and the entrepreneur had to listen with an unbiased ear. And with that came a beautiful solution. Meditation 24 reads like this. Today, I will ask different questions about my most aggressive challenge. I will listen to the answers with an unbiased ear. Today, I will ask different questions about my most aggressive challenge. I will listen to the answers with an unbiased ear. Humans are pattern seekers. But more importantly, humans like to think in the same way. And so when we are faced with a challenge, we generally deal with that challenge in the same way we have dealt with that challenge before. Have you ever noticed when you lose your keys that you follow exactly the same pattern to try and find them? You might pat down your pockets, go to a drawer that you might regularly have placed the keys in. Perhaps there is that bowl, and you'll follow the pattern every time you lose your keys. The same is true for when we deal with any challenge in our business. We tend to follow the same pattern in order to overcome that challenge. And when a challenge is aggressive or stubborn, and you keep trying the same methodology, the same way, it's not surprising, therefore, that that challenge remains unsolved. And so to overcome a challenge, a stubborn challenge, an aggressive challenge, you need to be asking different questions. Different questions that you have never asked before. But more important than asking the different questions is the ability to listen to the answers come from those questions with an unbiased ear. What I mean by that is that often the way that we think will exclude certain answers based on our previous experience. You might have inbuilt rules in your mind that have governed your thinking for years. Very often, these thoughts, values, patterns are passed down generationally from parent to child. There is a consciousness required to identify your own biases, your own constructs, your own values. And so we need to navigate these biases, these constructs, to ensure that they are not hindering us for no unnecessary reason. Some people might see taking on a bond or a mortgage as contradictory to taking on debt, something that their parents warned against, and some might see taking on a mortgage or a bond as just the way things are and a normal way to purchase a property. Depending on how you perceive the contradiction will depend on how you move forward. And so that concept translates into other areas of challenge where we have inherent biases, inherent values, inherent constructs that restrict our way of thinking to solve a problem. The skill we need when faced with aggressive challenges is to ask different questions. And the skill we need when faced with aggressive challenges is to listen to the answers with an unbiased ear.